get to the year report of 2018, the year report itself is not an issue. It's especially the a question that arises from numbers that are in the year report. So I would like to give the word, I think, to Wouter, right? Wouter?
Yes, thank you. As I mentioned in the question, there was a report in 2018 by the LSVV, the Landelijke Student Vakbond, about, I couldn't find a proper English translation, verantwoording over the profileringsfonds, looking at to what extent Dutch higher educational institutions meet the requirements that are set in the RAO to record certain key figures in their yearly report regarding the profileringsfonds. In this report, the University of Twente had a score of, I have to look where it was again, 40% compared to the national average of 47%. The national average has now, over the this year, risen to 70%. The score of the University of Twente is still at 50%, which is still below average. And I was wondering which steps the executive board is going to take to adhere to the legal regulations and legal requirements that are set in the RAO by providing the right key figures of the profileringsfonds in the yearly report or the upcoming yearly report.
Of course, the University of Twente has to apply to the regulations concerning annual reporting. It's a legal framework that we all have to comply to. This specific adjustment in the RAO, which is the written framework for accounting and the legal framework for the annual reporting, this specific adjustment was made as of the 27th of April this year, which means that we will adjust figures as of the reporting year 2019. So, as always, we will comply, will be compliant with the RAO regulations, but as of year 2019, in terms of our new reporting.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.